Wells rose wearily to his feet. It was getting dark, and there was still a lot of work to do on the new cabins. They needed to finish at least some of the shelters before the next storm. As he approached camp, wondering if Clark had taken enough blankets with her, if she would be warm when the temperature dropped, Asher came up beside him and launched into another line of questioning. He held one of the trimmed logs and seemed to want Wells' opinion on the size and cut. Wells was too absorbed in his own thoughts to hear what Asher was saying. As they walked side by side toward the tents, he could see the boy's mouth moving, but the words never made it to Wells' ears. "Listen," Wells began, ready to tell Asher it could wait until morning. Just then, something streaked past his face. There was a sickening thwack, and Asher flew backward. Blood bubbled out of his mouth as he fell to the ground. Wells dropped to his knees. "Asher!" he screamed as his eyes struggled to make sense of the image in front of him. There was an arrow sticking out of the boy's neck. His first mad thought was Bellamy. He was the only one who could shoot like that. Wells spun around with a yell, but it wasn't Bellamy behind him. A line of shadowy figures stood at the bottom of the hill, the setting sun behind him. He gasped as shock and horror raced through his veins. Suddenly, it became clear who had set fire to the camp and who had taken Octavia. It wasn't anyone from the colony. The Hundred might have been the first humans to set foot on the planet in 3 centuries, but they weren't alone. Some people had never left. Acknowledgements. I owe an immeasurable debt of gratitude to Joel Hobeika, who not only dreamed up the premise for The Hundred, but whose imagination, editorial acumen, and tenacity were essential in bringing it to life. The same applies to Katie McGee, Elizabeth Bewley, and Farron Jacobs, whose incisive questions and intelligent suggestions shaped the book at every level. I'm also grateful to the intimidatingly clever people at Alloy, specifically Sarah Chandler, Josh Bank, and Lainey Davis, and the dedicated teams at Little, Brown, and Hodder and Stoughton. Thank you to my remarkable friends on both sides of the East River, the Gowanus Canal, the Mississippi, and the Atlantic for your support and encouragement. A special shout-out to my confidants and co-conspirators at both ends of 557 Broadway, to the Crossroads crew, who first introduced me to science fiction, and to Rachel Griffiths for going light years beyond the call of duty to help me grow as a writer and editor.